Today on The Grave Talks, Living with the Unseen, a conversation with Beth Stone Broussard and her son, Gavin. Beth Stone Broussard and her family bought a brand new house 13 years ago. However, they soon realized they weren't the only ones living there. They share the house with several spirits, including a teenager, a curious little boy with long blonde hair, a shadow man who can send chills down anyone's spine, and possibly others. Their ghostly roommates have made their presence known in ways impossible to ignore to everyone in the family, including Beth's once skeptical husband, thanks to some unexpected camera footage. Do ghosts just follow Beth from house to house? Or were the spirits already living there? Today on The Grave Talks, Living with the Unseen, a conversation with Beth Stone Broussard and her son, Gavin. So, Beth, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about living in a haunted house, which you currently are living in a haunted house, correct?
That is correct, yes.
And what, you live in South Carolina?
Yes.
Now, do you want to share the city you live in? I'm not going to give your address by any means.
You live in Somerville. It's right outside of Charleston.
Now, is this an older city?
It is an older city, yes. But the neighborhood, ironically, is brand new.
See, and you always have to wonder, you don't know what happened there before the houses were built, you know?
Yes, everybody's always surprised, like, but your house was brand new when you moved in. It's haunted. I said, yes, there was houses here beforehand. They don't know it changed.
Well, and especially, you know, that area of the country, any area, actually, where I live in the middle of Kansas, you don't know what even happened on the land.
Oh, I know. And out in the south here, I'm pretty sure it wasn't good.
When you and I first started talking, you said that you have always lived with ghosts. Yes. Is this something that goes back to when you were small?
I don't remember being in a house that didn't have a ghost in it. That became my norm. Every house I've lived at, I just wait for them to pop out. I'm like, oh, there you are.
So what is your first memory of a ghost or one of the first places you lived where you were like?
First memory was a house in Rochester, New York. It was considered, actually, from a lot of people I found out later, one of the most haunted houses in that area. My mom rented it, and it was a triplex, and we had the middle unit. And I guess that's where all the murders happened.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God.
Apparently, somebody came in. It was a nice neighborhood, too. It was a really nice neighborhood. I was very excited to live there. It was a drug deal gone bad, and the guy came and shot everybody up, and then I think the police killed him. But we would all see different ghosts in the house. Mine was, I lived in the attic, and you had to go through the bathroom. We only had one bathroom. You had to go through the bathroom, up one flight of stairs, and then you had to turn, and you would, you know, turn at the stairs and walk up three more stairs. So it was pretty dark there. One night I was talking with my friends on the phone, and my little sister loved to sleepwalk. She was just a huge sleepwalker.
Did you tell me the story?
I did tell you the story.
Oh, and by the way, that is Gavin, Beth's son, in the background there. We're going to talk to him in a minute, too, about his experiences.
Hello.
Hello, Gavin.
So I was on the phone past the time I was supposed to be talking on the phone, and I see what I thought was my little sister walk up the stairs. And I was like, hang on, my annoying little sister's come up the stairs. And I was like, Amanda, go back downstairs. Amanda, Amanda. And it didn't respond. And it got to that middle big step, the little platform. And it turned. And I had this anthrax tapestry hanging up that I thought was like super cool. It turned and it looked at the anthrax tapestry, turned back, walked up the three flights of stairs and stood there. I could just see the outside shadow of the ghost. And it was about my sister's size. So probably 4.5 feet tall. I was like, Amanda, you can come lay in bed with me if you'd like. Amanda, would you like to sleep with me? I mean, it's okay. Come on, sleep with me. And it just turned around and walked down the stairs. Well, I ran down the stairs. Now, this thing was walking at just a normal walking pace, like if somebody was sleepwalking. ran all the way downstairs. My little sister's door was closed. And when I opened up her door, she was asleep on her bed. Here's the thing. There's no way she could have been sleepwalking because her bed was super squeaky. So when she laid on it, it squeaked for like 15 minutes after she laid on it or rolled on it. And the thing was not squeaking at all. That was my first experience.
See, and I had a little sister who would sleepwalk as well. And it feels a little creepy sometimes when they sleepwalk, but I'd have done the same thing. Obviously, that's my sister.
Yeah.
You know, because that, what else would it have been? But then it wasn't your sister.
Was not my sister, and everybody was asleep in the house.
I had a story kind of like that. When I was like 5, 4, I was laying in my bed, and someone walked in my doorway. I couldn't see what they looked like. It was just this tall, black, shadowy figure. And I thought it was Austin. And so I said, "Hi, Austin." And it just stood there for like 5 minutes. And I kept on looking at it and said, like, "What are you doing?" And then it just walked away. So I tried to get out of bed to follow it. And then I saw it go down the stairs. I saw it go like halfway down the stairs, and there's like a wall covering part of our staircase. And so after I went down that wall, farther down the wall, I looked and he wasn't there anymore. Austin was in his room.
And Austin's your brother.
Yeah, he's dead now.
He passed away.
He passed away. Yeah. And I'm really, really sorry to hear that. How old was he?
21.
Oh, I am so sorry. Yeah. That breaks my heart. Gavin, were you scared?
I just didn't know what was going on. That was like my first ghost experience. But like a few days later, I heard like knocking on my wall over and over again. And it's specifically the, so when I'm laying in bed, it's to the wall to my left. And it's been happening for like 7 years now.
Mm.
Knocking on my wall just randomly.
And there's no bedroom on the other side of the wall.
It's just an empty room. And I checked it once and I kept on hearing knocking. I walked into the room. There's nobody there, but I just continued hearing knocking on the wall.
Does that scare you, or is that something you kind of have gotten used to and you sort of expect it?
It scares me a little bit because unexpected. I mean, it's happened like 8 times this year, maybe. Eight or seven times this year.
I told you they just want to play with you, knock back.
Maybe that's
it. I have a recording on my phone of the, it happened like a few days ago. It was knocking on my wall. Then I said, "Can you please stop knocking?" It stopped knocking. Then said, "You can continue." I said, "You can continue." And then it continued knocking.
I like that you said you asked it to stop. I think that's a really good idea, actually. Sometimes I think you sort of have to have a conversation with him. So Beth, after that first house that you lived in, did it just feel like, well, and especially with the tragic history that house had, which you probably moved in and didn't even realize it.
No.
Was it something that after you lived there for a while, then you found out what had happened?
Yeah, well, we actually moved out and we all sat down. My sister, my mom, and I sat down one night and we were all talking about it. And we all, at that point, after we moved out, shared our stories. And mom told me that her roommate moved out because of the ghost. It would move her stuff all the time. She thought that we were going through her things and we weren't. It was a ghost that was just going through her stuff, moving stuff around in her room just to mess with her, I suppose. But she ended up moving out because she got so freaked out about the ghost. My mom had horror stories about the ghost. My sister said she just saw them walking around the attic when she moved back into the attic and I moved into the room that the roommate was in.
Did you have the same experience as a roommate in that room? Did it kind of feel like things were in, like there was something in the attic, there was something in that room, or did it feel like it kind of went everywhere in the house?
It went everywhere in the house. Okay.
Because sometimes you hear of it kind of sticking to a room. But my experience when I was a kid was it was everywhere in the house.
Yeah, that's how this house is. We have a man and at least one small boy. potentially more, but definitely those two. They've been with us since the beginning.
So when you say in this house, that's the current house that you live in, newer yes. neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And how long have you lived in that house?
13 years.
And I'm going to guess because you and Gavin both have, you know, Gavin, you're 11, right, Gavin?
Yes.
So having experiences as a child, I think you kind of take that with you your whole life. And so I'm going to guess that both of you can walk into a place and get that feeling. And I'm kind of using air quotes. You walk yes. in and you just feel it. And did you feel like that when you first went into the house?
I don't remember when we first got into the house because I was very young.
You weren't born yet.
Yeah, I wasn't born yet. But when I was first in the house, I don't remember anything.
There was a ghost in his older brother's room, Tad. And he used over the baby monitor, he would talk to the guy. And the guy would always stand in this one particular corner. And we'd ask him, who are you talking to, Tad? He's like, the guy, he's over there. He'd play in his room with the guy all the time.
And, you know, so often we just dismiss that as, oh, you have an imaginary friend. And,
yeah.
you know, and a lot of times people don't even think it could be something else. Let's be honest. The last thing you really want is for your kid to be having a conversation with a ghost. That's not very...
Didn't really bother me. It yeah. bothered my husband a lot.
I get that.
Not used
I get
to
that.
At all. And also he didn't believe in them, which was hilarious when he had his first experience.
So let's go back then. When you first moved into the house, did you pick up on anything right away, Beth? Or
oh, yeah. Right away we heard. So we thought originally my son was jumping off his bunk bed at night, every night, because he slept walked as well. So we thought he was jumping off his bed and running across the floor every night. It wasn't until everybody was gone one night and I was home and I was downstairs and I heard the noise. And I was like, that's not Austin. Who the hell is that? And I kept hearing it when the kids and I were watching a movie downstairs. I would hear the jump and there would be nobody upstairs. And that's when I realized, I was like, oh, it's the guy.
And it has that would be a very distinct sound.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is very distinct. It is a loud thump. And then you hear feet running across the floor.
One time when you're at work, Tad was at a sleepover. Dad had to go to the store to get some stuff for dinner. And so Asher went with him. So I was just home alone. I went on Dad's computer to just play a game on it. And so I thought that I saw somebody in the living room. So I walked into the living room, nobody there. I looked to the dining room to go back in it, and I saw the same figure just standing in it again. So I went to go to sit down. When Dad gets into the neighborhood, I tell him, and then I've just seen the distance, like, in the driveway, I just see him again.
When you move into this house, and your husband, he's a skeptic or total non-believer.
Oh, certainly. Yes. Not anymore, though.
I have talked to so many skeptics and non-believers who have incredible paranormal stories. I don't know how they explain it to themselves sometimes. But you know, I think you have to experience it before you can believe in it. Because it does sound kind of crazy to someone who's never had an experience. Like even Gavin, maybe you tell your friends, or maybe it's something you keep to yourself.
I have told my friends. So when I used to have a bunch of friends in this neighborhood, sadly they all moved out, but some of them would also have ghosts in their house, and they would also say that they see a black figure standing up. But one of my friends, he said that he sees it. He sees a ghost very common. And like he had a 3-year-old little sister that said he was following her friend. And so he told me that she would keep on just walking and walking. Then he said, who are you playing with? And she said him.
See, that's interesting that other people in the neighborhood also experiencing things. Have you talked to any of your neighbors, Beth, about it as well?
When Gavin had his first birthday party, we had a huge Pinteresty party and we had a ton of people over. every guest that walked in, the first thing they'd say, do you know your house is haunted? I'm like, I know my house is haunted. Yes. How do you know my house is haunted? You just got here.
How did they know?
So two of the people said they felt the ghost as soon as they walked in.
Okay.
And they wanted to see if they wanted to know if I wanted the ghost exorcised out of the house. And I said, no, they lived here before I did. And it's their house as much as it's my house. So I don't feel it's right. And they're not doing anything wrong. So why make them leave? And they were always perplexed by that. But I just didn't see a point of trying to get rid of something that was here before me. I mean, clearly it's a brand new house. So it had to have been here before me.
Obviously.
It seemed like there was a family here. Like the little boy. So Asher, my youngest, he had really long hair, like down to the middle of his back. Beautiful blonde hair. And one night, my husband he worked out of town a lot at this time. And he went on the video camera because he couldn't get a hold of me. So he's trying to check the rooms to see if I was home, I guess. I don't know. The kitchen camera went on. He got an alert and he sees a little boy walking across the camera. He said, clear as day. He could see the blonde hair walking across. He thought Asher had gotten out of his bed. So he called my oldest daughter. And he said, can you go check on Asher? I don't know where your mom's at. She's like, she's probably sleeping. It was in the middle of the night. And so she went to Asher's room. She goes, he's asleep, Nick. And he's sound asleep in his crib. And he goes, I could have sworn I saw him. Are you sure? Are you sure? Go check back downstairs again. Go see if your mom did something. Like, he was trying to rationalize it any way he could. Maybe your mom's awake. Maybe she put him back before I got a hold of you, even though he just saw the ghost. And she said, no, mom's sound asleep. Everybody's asleep, Nick. I don't know what you saw. It's probably a ghost. And she went to sleep. He was freaked out forever about this ghost. And then I think a couple weeks ago, he called me up at work and he was freaking out. And he said, you're not home by any chance, are you? I said, no, I'm not home. Why? And I was giggling because I could hear a panic. I thought maybe he saw another spider. He hates spiders.
I do too.
Yeah, he'll ask me to come home to kill a spider. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
I can kind of relate.
Get one of your kids. They won't come and do it either. I'm the only person that will get rid of the spider. But it wasn't a spider situation. He said, so I got out of the shower and I was standing in the mirror and we have these containers that I made to hold towels above the bathtub. And there's some conch shells on top. And he said, and as I'm sitting there getting, you know, brushing my hair, he says, I see the conch shell just come off the top shelf, go over like a foot and then drop into the tub.
Oh,
I said, oh, what'd you do? He goes, I ran like a scared bitch.
I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, but I think the most intriguing story was, so my daughter Vanessa was at her dad's. It was probably about 2 o'clock in the morning. And I hear all the kids run down the stairs, just charging down the stairs. And they run into the kitchen. And they're opening and slamming the cabinet doors and open the refrigerator door and slamming it. And I hear the front door open. The dog is barking like crazy at this point. This goes on for 45 minutes. And the reason I didn't go out to look to see what was going on in the kitchen was because when I heard the front door open and my daughter walk in and have a conversation with her brothers, I was like, oh, yeah, she's not here right now. That means they're not out there right now. The dog is still barking. Our dog is still barking.
Oh.
And then I hear it. Then it gets really quiet. And I'm like, I'm just going to put my sleep mask back on and wait for this to calm down. I'm not even going to yell at those ghosts tonight. But it was a lot of them. And they sounded like all of my kids talking.
And so almost mimicking your kids.
Yes. Yes. It was their exact voices. It was so creepy. And I'm like, why hasn't Nick woken up? Why hasn't he yelled at him? So I put my sleep mask back on and then he gets up and I hear him moving around because he hears Midas finally barking. And the next day he goes, did you hear Midas barking last night? He's barking for like 5 minutes. I said, no, he was not. No, he was not. He goes, yes, he was. He was barking at the front door. He was barking at the front door once the front door closed again and Vanessa's ghost voice left the front door. He was barking at her. And I said, no, no, no. Midas was barking for 45 minutes, 45 minutes. I can't believe you didn't wake up until the last 5 minutes of that 45 minutes. I said, the kids ran down the stairs, yelling, talking, just making a whole bunch of noise, opening and closing, slamming dishes down. Sound like one of them was making something in the microwave. Vanessa came in the front door. Did you know that? He goes, Vanessa wasn't here. I said, I know that. Yeah, yeah. I also recognize the fact that it wasn't the kids in the kitchen because you would have woke up, but at least Midas heard it. So I know I'm not crazy.
Did you ever think that maybe it was the other kids? And you know how we all rationalize things like, no, wait, maybe it's the other kids and I really didn't just hear her, but you know your kids.
They wouldn't have gotten up at 2 o'clock in the morning on a work night in school night making all that noise.
Yeah.
Daytime. And the dog wouldn't have been barking that much. The dog doesn't really bark. And he just would not stop barking.
I tell you, I always say, look to the pets and how they react.
Oh, yeah. Our cats do the same thing. Our cats will just stare at stuff. I'm like, what do you see? What's going on over there?
So I woke up one night. My TV was just off. So I went to go turn it on to fall asleep again. And Mango was staring at the same wall I hear knocking.
Mango's a cat.
Yeah, she was just patting the wall and like patting it.
Yeah, and they'll be really active and then all of a sudden they'll just stop and sit down and start staring at something. I'm like, okay, somebody else is in the house, are they? My one daughter, my oldest daughter, I have a lot of children.
How many kids do you have?
Seven.
Okay. And have they all lived in the house at one time or another?
Yes.
Okay.
She one time, she's like, Mom, the ghosts upstairs are getting really bad. I said, they're fine. Just tell them to be quiet. You're sleeping and they'll be quiet. They're usually pretty considerate. Like I've noticed they move their schedule to more daytime when the kids are at school now. And they're more active in the house.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And so she decided, she's like, I'm going to sage them out of the house. I'm going to sage out the evil spirits. My oldest daughter is kind of mean. So I was like, don't do that. They're fine. They're fine where they're at. It's my house. I'm fine with it. Everybody's fine with the ghosts. We're used to them now. It would feel kind of lonely without them, I think. And she's like, I'm going to sage them out of the house. I'm going to sage the evil out of the house. 2 weeks later, she moved out. So, you know, the ghosts are still here. So I always make a joke. I'm like, looks like you saged the evil right out of our house.
And she left. Do you ever feel that it's evil, or is she sensing that it was something more evil? Or, well, I mean, we all react to it differently.
Well, she had one in her bedroom one time that woke her up by clawing at her underside of her bed, a little poltergeist action. So after that, she's had kind of a bad taste for all the rest of the ghosts in the house. Nobody else has had that experience with the poltergeist ghost other than her.
I don't blame her. That would kind of freak me out, too.
That would probably freak me out now that I say that out loud. If we go someplace, I went to a hotel one time for my cousin's wedding in St. Augustine. And as soon as I walked in, I saw two men walking around the room and I was like, crap. My cousin came in. She goes, you know, there's two ghosts in your room, right? I said, be quiet. I don't want Allie to hear it because my daughter freaks out about stuff like that. She goes, wait, you guys know that there's two people in this room? I was like, maybe I do. Why? What did you hear? She goes, why didn't you tell me? I said, because of this right here. You see how you're starting to elevate? I just didn't want to go there with you. You know, I want a nice, relaxing vacation. And she goes, Mom, last night when I came back to the hotel early, I heard two men in here talking. So she hears them.
That's interesting.
Yes.
And St. Augustine is a very haunted city as well.
Oh, yeah. And she's like, as soon as I turned down my music to see what I could hear them say, to see if it was more audible, they heard me and they stopped talking. I said, yeah, you should have probably did that differently. They got out of the bed and walked around the room.
You have experiences, like you can actually see them. Well, not mm-hmm. all of them necessarily. Wherever you go, you
can
kind
them.
Of.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I have one that's in my kitchen at work. I'll see it walk around every once in a while. And I'll just lean. If I'm in the back in the warehouse, I'll just kind of lean forward. I'm like, I'm going to go ahead and need you to either come back here and hang out with me or stop moving in the front because you're freaking me out. And it'll usually stop.
I w- was recently talking to someone and we were talking about how she sees dead people. And like, so for her to go out of the house and to go any place, she says, it doesn't matter where I go, that mm-hmm. she can see them. And I'm like, that has to be overwhelming. Are you kind of like that? Do they kind of present to you when things are quieter, or how does that work for you?
I think it's just, we hear, I think they're always noisy. I think we just notice them when it's quiet.
True.
The only time I actually saw a physical features of just not the shadowy part was one time when the little boy ghost, he ran out of the house. And I found myself yelling at him to get back in the house. And then my oldest son came out and he was like, what are you doing? I said, real quick question. I said, your brother, his hair is still short, correct? Like, yes.
Of course, said, mom. Okay.
And I turned, I was like, never mind. You're a ghost. You're fine. Do your thing. And he goes, who are you? And I said, the ghost boy ran out of the house and I was yelling at him to get back in the house. And I just realized he was a ghost. And also I think I'm losing my mind. So I'm just going to stop talking now. Okay. He's like, yeah, I'm just going to give you a hug, mom. All right.
You know, when I was a kid and living in a house like that, we never really talked about it as a family. There would be, you know, the kids, we would talk amongst ourselves. My mom would refer to it by calling it Henry. And we'd hear something, she would always be like, I guess that's just Henry. Kind of dismissive of it. But as adults, we've all had conversations about what happened. Have you had conversations, open conversations with your kids so they aren't so afraid of it? Or how do you treat that as a mom?
I've just been open with them. If we hear a noise, I'm like, it's just a ghost or it might be the guy. I just tell them it's nothing to be afraid of. They've been here forever. They've been here since you were a baby. They've never hurt you. The most they've ever done is play with you guys. Lately, it's gotten very active. Very active.
Do you have any theories on why the activity might be picking up?
I think it's all the transits with the stars, honestly. It's just, everybody's weird right now. Everything is weird.
Or they know that we're staying for a long time and they like us.
Maybe.
Do you feel like that, Gavin, that they like you?
Yeah. If they didn't like me, then they would probably be knocking on my wall more active. If I say, please stop, then they'll stop. If I say, you can continue if you want, they will continue. So I feel like the ghosts will listen to me and like they like me. I'm pretty sure the pulling on my shirt was just them trying to play with me.
Could be.
We just, for the most part, I don't want them to think that anything that is unknown or unseen is scary. You know, there's not a topic that's off the table for me as a mom.
So with your husband, was it the incident on the camera where he felt, this is a little something going on in my house? Or did he have something else? How did he end up coming around to it?
He swears to this day it was Asher. He's like, it just looked just like him. And he gets that same look of fear in his eyes every time he tells that story. He's like, I could have sworn it was Asher. Because I didn't believe in ghosts. He would mock us all the time. Whenever I was like, oh, Asher, or get, no, Tad has a ghost friend, the guy, that's his name, is the guy. And he's like, oh, it's just make believe. His mom and I would look at the cameras. I'm like, look at that. Look at the way that he's like, that's just dust. It's like, that's not dust. It's not dust. If we saw something walk across the screen or something, I was like, did you see that? He was like, that's just probably dust. It wasn't until he saw the little boy.
That's when
he saw the blonde hair and it looked just like our youngest child that he then realized that the house was actually haunted. And now he acts like he's known it this entire time and he never had an issue with not believing. like, oh yeah, our house is haunted. I had to get an actual a room divider for my assistant when we worked in the house for a little bit, just so he didn't have to see the ghost walk past him.
I could find that distracting.
Yeah, he still complained and said it was taller than the thing. I was like, it was the tallest one.
It's like, this is all I can do. And that wraps up part one of Living with the Unseen with our guests Beth Stone Broussard and her son Gavin. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts where you can try it for 3 days free, or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us at The Grave Talks, thank you for listening.